Welcome to the Travels with Kev podcast, a podcast to help get you on track for travel. Whether you're a beginner traveler just starting out or an intermediate traveler who just needs to fill in a few gaps, we are here to get you traveling. And when I say we, I mean you and me. It's a journey that we can take together. Podcast is going to be a little different. First of all, I'm recording it outside. I'm on the road, on a road trip I've taken with my dad, to go visit his mom, my grandma. The quietest place I could find to record this is outside, so you might hear a few birds and whatnot. So just be aware, and I hope it is not too distracting for us. Today's topic is an overview of Amtrak stations. This podcast is a great starting point if you're new to Amtrak travel. Amtrak stations range from a fully staffed station with food courts and luxury shopping, such as in Washington Union Station in Washington, D.C., or it could be a sign and a platform next to a cornfield. Your trip could even start with a ferry ride. This podcast gives you an overview of Amtrak stations with links in the show notes if you want to dig deeper. Knowing what you may encounter on your next trip can help you prepare yourself and help you decide how to pack and what and how to set your expectations. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that not all stations see trains. For example, the St. Petersburg, the STP station, serves as a bus station for Amtrak-branded buses to help bring and take Silver Star and Silver Meteor passengers to and from the St. Pete's Clearwater area. And just so you do know, Amtrak does not own all the stations that they use. Most communities served by Amtrak decide what kind of station that they will have. Some communities want to have a welcoming station, like Sturtevant, Wisconsin, while others do the bare minimum, such as an open shelter or a sign and a platform along the tracks. Knowing what kind of station you may deal with can help you prep yourself for your adventure. This way, you know to pack light and make sure that your baggage fits within Amtrak baggage policy, or you know that you can check your bags. A little research now can save you a headache later on and help to control your expectations. Just for reference, in this podcast, I use the term station to refer to any place that you may get on or off of transportation for your Amtrak adventure. Technically, there are differences between station depots and terminals, but using the term stations makes things easier for me and for most people to understand. Types of Amtrak stations. There are two main types. There are staff station and unstaffed stations. First, we'll start with staff stations. And they're kind of like how they sound. These stations at least have one agent or possibly more and other staff to assist you in boarding your train and purchasing tickets. Larger stations may have a food court and retail. Smaller ones might just have vending machines. Baggage, bikes, and other services are available at these stations. Larger stations may have red caps. These are people who help get you directly to your train. Agents might help get you to a train at smaller staff stations, depending on the station. Unstaffed stations. Unstaffed stations do not have any Amtrak employees. Someone from the community cleans, maintains, and secures the station. Onboard staff will help to get you on and off the train at these stations. The conductors and other onboard staff are not there to help you plan or book tickets. These stations do not offer check bag service, and other services like pets and bikes might not be available. These stations may have a ticket machine where you can purchase tickets with a credit or debit card. Platform stations are another form of unstaffed stations. Often, these places have a place to sit or stand and an Amtrak sign. Many of them have a shelter of various sizes, like a bus shelter. These stations do not have ticket machines. Flag stops. Flag stops are often unstaffed and may or may not have a building. What makes these unique is the train will only stop at these stations if there is someone ticketed to get on or off the train. If there is no one ticketed to get on or off the train will not stop. Bus and connecting services. to extend the reach of Amtrak service to communities without rail service and to offer a wider selection of destinations, Amtrak established a through-way service to guarantee connections to Amtrak trains. This could come in forms of dedicated buses that carry Amtrak passengers only, or they could coordinate with buses operated on an individual carrier schedule, but create an easy access to the Amtrak network. These stops can be a bus station, such as Greyhound or other services, an Amtrak station, or a street sign, like a bus stop, for example, in San Francisco. A quick note on baggage. If either your departure or destination does not offer luggage service, you cannot check bags. Amtrak does have a generous carry-on and baggage policy. There is a link to that in the show notes. If you're traveling and you have a layover, for example, if you're going from Sturtevant to Washington, D.C., you'll have a layover in Chicago. And in Chicago, you could check your bag. But there is a catch. You need to check your bags at least 45 minutes before the departure of your train. Just remember, if you do check any bags on any train, you will not have access to your baggage during your trip. Make sure you do not pack any electronics, snacks, medications, or any other things that you will need access to while traveling. Let me share with you my first Amtrak station experience. My first Amtrak train trip went from the Sturtevant Depot to Chicago Union Station aboard the Hiawatha. I was excited and I thought I knew everything I needed. But I did not know as much as I thought. There's one thing I did not check. The address of the station. That day I was a little overconfident and drove right past the station to the wrong depot. I thought I knew where the location was. But I knew the site of the former station. And when I mean former station, that station moved. They picked the building up and moved it to a park and saved it. It was an old Milwaukee Road station, but that's off topic. The new station was about a mile or two north of the old station. Do your research. If you want to know what amenities a station offers or what kind of station it is, you can go to the Amtrak website or the app. If you go to the website, there's a section up top called Ask Julie, and you can just type in the city name. It should give you a link to what amenities are offered at that station. Learn from my mistakes, check the address, the parking rules, the cost of parking, is it long or short-term parking, and see what services Amtrak offers at each station, depot, or platform you plan on using. And plan on getting there early, especially if it's your first time, so you know where everything is. I will admit, I have paid for parking, pulled into a spot, and watched a train depart without me. In the podcast notes, I will link articles to flag stops, unstaffed stations, platform stations. I don't have an article as of when this podcast is being published on staff stations yet. There will be some resources in the show notes. Otherwise, you can go to travelswithkev.com/Amtrak-stations to get some more information. I hope you found value in today's podcast. And if you did, you can go to travelswithkev.com/value. And now I will turn the podcast over to my niece, Mackenzie. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Travel with Kev podcast. Bye.